This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Do you ever wish there were yellow pages for looking up sustainable businesses in Chicago? Well, that's the goal of an online guide run by the group Chicago Environmentalists, described as the Green Pages. Catherine Tulloch is the co-founder and joins us now to talk more about the guide. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Melba.
Tell us a little bit about why you and your co-founder, Miranda Carrico, wanted to start something like the Green Pages.
The Green Pages was started because we felt like there were a lot of Chicagoans who cared about issues like composting and native gardens and recycling and environmental justice. You know, we noticed this in neighborhood groups on Facebook and Nextdoor, and we felt like there were people who were interested in this stuff, but they often couldn't find each other, and they often couldn't find the information they were looking for. We wanted to make sure that we created a centralized directory for answering questions like this, so that even if you're not on social media, you still have access to what is essentially kind of like the Green Pages of Chicago. If you need to buy something or get rid of something, it can just be useful to you.
How would I use the Green Pages if, for example, I wanted a restaurant that had some sustainable practices?
Yeah, so we have a couple of resources that are restaurant related. We have our local resource page titled Restaurants, which has a list of the most sustainable restaurants we've found thus far that is based on a survey we send out. There's another list on that page for restaurants that do not use styrofoam containers for their to-go packaging, which is something that people had brought up a lot in the pandemic. They wanted to support local restaurants, but they didn't want to obtain all this toxic, unrecyclable plastic waste. There's also a link for restaurants that want to become more sustainable, and we have a whole guide in there, including links to various companies that sell better containers. So you can check that out.
And besides restaurants, what kind of other businesses do you feature?
Yeah, so kind of the centerpiece of the website is a collection of local resource pages with things like local shops, which includes things like zero waste general stores. And if you have not heard of that, it's a fantastic way to avoid container waste. But there's also lots of other businesses on there, like florists and moving services and bike shops. We have a whole page dedicated to composting, including a listing of composting services in Chicago and DIY guides as well. We also have a section for lawn and garden and for green transportation.
And Catherine, you guys also have listings for ways people can get rid of things that they can't always recycle, right?
Yes, we do. It's actually a really popular page on the website. Is we have a recycling page that is organized by both location and by item. So you can scroll through there and find tons of items that you cannot put in your curbside recycling bin, but you might have a drop-off point. I would say that the main point of this website is that we know that learning about the effects of climate change can sometimes make people feel really overwhelmed and powerless, but we are really all about the ways that you can take action to address climate change in your daily life and in your community, and we really hope that this makes residents feel like a sustainable life is accessible to every person in our community, regardless of income or location.
Catherine Tulloch is the co-founder of the Green Pages Guide at Chicago Environmentalists, that's plural, .org. This is WBEZ.